Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Today we're going to do something just a little bit different because I'm just switching things up, just trying to change things up and just keep it a little spicy. But today I want to take a second and I want to do a Lion King review. That's right. I want to do a review on the Lion King. I've been hearing all my friends talk about it. Some people saying they love it. Some people saying they hate it. And this is not a spoiler. I'm not going to give a spoiler away at all. I'm just going to give my perspective on this go round of the Lion King. But before I do that, tonight you have to make sure you come out if you're in the DFW area. Tonight is the special edition of the Top 40 Under 40 event because it's the co-sign app release party powered by Versal. And it's going to be at Canopy, at the Hilton Canopy in downtown Dallas. If you're in the DFW, I'm going to put the link in the bio. I'm going to put the link down in the show notes as well as put the link wherever you can click it on whatever platform, just to make sure you're in there. It's going to be free. We're going to be on site doing live podcast interviews. So be sure to do that. But now, without further ado, we're going to talk about this Lion King, the newer version of Lion King, if you will. So, of course, when they bring out a new version of anything, if there was a previous movie about it, then the people who were in the first generation, like myself, of the original Lion King, the classic Lion King, Mufasa, you know that Lion King, then you're going to have a different sight to see it, or you're going to be seeing it from a different perspective or a different lens in comparison to those individuals who might be seeing it for the first time in this 3D version of the Lion King. Is your first opportunity to be introduced to the story and to the movie. So first and foremost, I want to say hats off to everybody who had a part in rolling out this Lion King. Because one, it's so difficult to try to make another version of a Lion King. It's difficult to make another version of anything when there is an original and people love the original. Even when people will go as far as to say the original was a classic, because it is. That's hands down probably one of the best Disney movies, easily top three. However, everybody who's just so mad saying, oh, I don't like it, I don't understand, okay? If you're, 20 and up and you were born around the time the classic Lion King came out, then that one was for you, okay? The second go-round, this other Lion King was not for you. This is for the up-and-coming generation because they're now seeing that technology is integrated into every aspect of their lives. So understanding that, you have to bring it with a little bit different flavor, a little bit different taste. Some people are like, John, but at the same time, I mean, they could have added a little bit of more artistic freedom. What about Will Smith as Genie? And, you know, he was saying that he didn't want to try to duplicate Robin Williams because there's only one Robin Williams. But at the same time, they're like, no, but Will Smith had more creative freedom. People, we're talking about Will Smith, okay? We're talking about Will Smith as Genie and him having his own creative freedom. Yeah, he's Will Smith. What, like, let's be serious. He's been acting since forever. And then there's Beyonce and then Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, which I love their version of Can You Feel the Love Tonight, just because it's a little bit different. And I went into the movie talking with my friend Cameron Rhodes, and he is a movie buff. Like, this dude knows everything movies. If you're on Instagram, make sure you follow Rhodes Creative because that's Cam's Instagram page, and he knows movies. He said, John, you got to go into it with a fresh perspective. You got to take time, and I mean, I know that you've seen some of these promos, you've seen some of these previews, but you have to go into it with a fresh perspective. So that's what I want to encourage you all on, because people are saying Donald Glover and Beyonce, they could have added a little bit more extra pizzazz, but maybe they couldn't. We weren't sitting in the room when they rolled out the new Lion King. We weren't sitting in the movie when they talked about the blueprint. We weren't sitting in the movie when they talked about the scores and their pitch and their vocal variety. We don't know what was discussed. However, the message from all of this is own your own perspective. Like, it's nothing personal. The Lion King is a classic. This new Lion King, people are loving. Some people are hating, but still, own your own perspective. And then now, even in your own life, when it comes to the point of you having the opportunity to make certain decisions, some people are gonna love them, some people are gonna hate them. However, if you're okay with being where you are, if you're satisfied with what you've done and what you're doing, then don't allow anyone to deter you from what you believe. Don't allow people to shift your motives, and don't allow people to ultimately put their own perception on you. Don't allow people to put their own words and labels and different things like that on you. Because at the end of the day, if your life, if it's your life, if you love it, if you hate it, it's your life. So let us take a message from the Lion King. And I'm not saying be a duplicate, but be a little bit different, just like they did with the new Lion King. They made it a little bit different. This isn't a spoiler, so that's not what I'm doing. But I'm just saying they made it slightly different from the previous one that a lot of us would consider to be a classic. So go into your own life and go into different circles and different places with a fresh perspective and own your own life. Don't forget, if you're in the DFW area, be sure to come out to the Top 40 Under 40. I'm going to be live on the scene doing interviews, doing like some hot seat type interviews. So I'll be asking questions of some of your favorite entrepreneurs and some of the people really killing it around the city. So come out to the Hilton Canopy, or Canopy Hilton, downtown Dallas. It's a new venue. It's a beautiful venue. Definitely want to come out and come see it. Definitely want to come show support, because Cosign is releasing this app, and it's a pretty dope app. KG was on the podcast a few weeks ago. He's the CEO and the creative director of Cosign Magazine. And they said it's time for an app. And on the app, they're going to have, man, they're going to have like the events. They're going to have like some music stuff on there. And I'm not going to go into the details because I was a part of a beta test, so I don't want to leak too much information. But just come out tonight, check out the app, which is powered by Versal, and be sure to catch us in the booth. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?